And welcome back to the M Zone. Jamie Morris, Dennis Fithian, Matt the Hitman Mizler. Let's go right to the phones. What's going on, John? How you doing?
Hey, guys, doing a great job up there. I got a question now that the coaching staff is complete. I thought our problem was more offensive related and the offensive coordinator. I just didn't feel like we could score points. And especially in that MSU game, things just all the motion, we were tripping over ourselves, and I just didn't feel confident that we could score enough points to win a game. What do you think?
Well, your eyes weren't deceiving you, but I mean, the defense wasn't holding anybody down on points either. So I mean, he was throwing over the top, and I mean, from a defensive standpoint, you can't stay in a man if your guys can't play it. And you're not helping them out, and you're trying to throw pressure, and you're not able to put pressure on the quarterback. So, yeah, it was offense, but it was defense too, because offensively you couldn't run the ball. You got to be able to run the ball, and this offense was requiring to run the ball. So, I mean, from the standpoint of not being able to block what's in front of you, you're right from an offensive standpoint, but you got to look at it. I mean, we weren't getting it done. He got out schemed, and I'm talking about the defensive coordinator got out schemed, and he never changed up. He would not do what needed to be done.
It's a great argument, though. I'll tell you that. Which one was more culpable out of the season, the offense or the defense? I'll give you that one. But you just look through it. You know, they came out and looked great against Minnesota, scoring 42, but they went downhill. 24 points against Michigan State, 21 against Indiana, just 11 against Wisconsin. They had the triple overtime game against Rutgers, but then they only came back with 17 against Penn State. That's not getting it done to be an upper tier Big Ten team, to be one of the premier teams in the country. You got to score in the 40s. And this team went from 42, 24, 21, 11, and 17, not getting it done, to your point.
Yeah, I'm just, like I said, I'm concerned that we're more handicapped on offense, that the schemes are too complicated, but we do have some new blood coming in with Mike Hart and maybe more on the offensive side of, you know, the line can simplify things, because the speed and space, it just didn't work. And maybe it will, but I think it was just too complicated, and we just weren't ready to run that type of offense. And especially we're a lot of three and outs, and that puts more pressure on the defense. I know it's a catch 22, but I'm looking forward to next year. I hope I'm wrong. But I would like to see a more ball control offense than scoring quickly all the time, or trying to score quickly all the time. So thanks, guys. Appreciate it.
Yeah, the three and outs, the three and outs. And then you think about the Michigan State when they went into that 2-minute offense that took them like 6 minutes to score late in that game. I mean, like, that was something that you look back on and you're like, wow, I mean, that was a tough way to get the ball down the field. Indiana, the three and outs to start the game, like, they weren't ready the following week to go down there to Bloomington. Harbaugh needs to figure that out with his staff. Why did they go from being overconfident against Michigan State to not showing up in the first quarter at all against the Hoosiers and having to come back and then looking like they quit against Wisconsin? I mean, we could talk about the staff and the personnel and recruiting. Those are three major questions. This team, you can chalk it up to, if you want, the pandemic or now the coaches that are on their way out and whatever else, but overconfident, not showing up on time, and then looking like you quit. Those are the three questions that Harbaugh and his staff better be answering internally right now, if they already haven't.
734-998-1050. Let's go to him. Super duper Rashidi.
What up, though? What up, though? What up, though? Super, what up, though? What up, though, Dennis? Jamie? What's up, fellas? How y'all doing?
Super?
Yep. No doubt. And that's That's a Super Rasida rhymes with eBay. Super Rasida rhymes with eBay because I have. Yep. Because I have been delivered. Now here's the thing. Here's the thing, Jamie. Yesterday, I didn't want you to think I had a problem with you saying my name wrong. A lot of people say my name wrong. You my homie. So don't ever think that I had a problem. You know what I'm saying? I don't have a problem. You the man. You my homeboy. A lot of people get my name wrong. So that's why I ran it with eBay. But, you know, so people can say Super Rasida. But nothing against you. A lot of people get my name wrong. You my homie, man. Just like Dennis is.
Rasida, yeah. Are there any other, like, are there other famous, I mean, you're famous, but are there other famous Rasidas out there?
Other famous Rasidas.
It's a great name.
Thank you. Actually, I remixed it. My name is Rasidi, but I remixed it. So, you know what I'm saying?
It's a remix.
It's a remix. It's a remix. So, but yeah, fellas. So anyway, we all gonna hang out sometime. You know what I'm saying? We, you know, put money in some games, and I take y'all money gladly. You know, Jamie and Dennis. Well, actually, Jamie, I don't know. Jamie might be more on my side when it comes to betting. We'll see how that goes. So,
Jamie's gonna cover all the bets, man. He covers all the bets. That's the one good thing about Jamie. He's got deep pockets.
Okay, that's what's up.
Yeah.
So Jamie, Dennis, Super Bowl.
Where's your Super Bowl numbers at right now? Right now.
Bro, my numbers, I'm rolling with Tampa Bay. I don't really get off into the numbers. I'm just rolling with Tampa Bay to win it flat out. Now, what do you guys got going on? And I want to talk a little college right quick after that.
I'm going to pick the Chiefs. I think they'll cover that 3.5, and I was looking at them winning by double figures where I get like a plus 1,200 or something like that. I think Chiefs are going to blow them out.
I mean, hey, so, Jamie, what do you think, brother?
Well, dude, anybody who knows me, I roll with Tom Brady, TB12 all the way.
And if okay. I was arguing for Tampa Bay, I would say that Fisher, the left tackle from Central Michigan, is out for the Chiefs. And Bakhtiari, the left tackle for the Packers, were out. And JPP and Shaq Barrett were all over in the backfield and harassing Aaron Rodgers there. That would be the key if you like the Bucs. I know we talk about Brady, and we should. But the key is how they're going to handle JPP and how they'll handle Barrett. But I just think when you got Hill deep, and you got Kelsey in the middle, and the way Mahomes can roll out with that mobility and the arm strength, you just can't stop that.
I don't know about that. That defense has been showing up and showing out something awful. But here's the thing, though. Offense, though. Listen, AB to the rescue. Antonio Brown to the rescue. Let me tell you something. The equalizer. That boy going to turn into Denzel Washington. I do believe. I hope so. He's going to turn into Denzel Washington. He's going to show up, show out. And then Brock is not going to be left behind. And then you got Godwin. Man, his name is Godwin. G-O-D. God. W-I-N. Win. Bro, if that's not a sign, I don't know what that is. But anyway, so Dennis, man, we could put a little wager on this, though, but we could talk on Twitter and we can work something out, a little friendly bet or something like that. I don't want to take too much of your money.
Well, you got so me scared now when I think about that's not even a remix when you're going to the, you know, the heavens and talking about Godwin, you know, so that is a little scary. You know what? The Honey Badger, Tyrann Mathieu, and Chris Jones, those guys are no joke when it comes down on the defensive side of the Chiefs either.
Oh yeah. Well, okay. So we'll see what time it is, though, man.
We'll see what time it is.
The defense with Tampa Bay, man, has been extraordinary. They've been clowning. I mean, really getting down to the ground. I mean, they've been doing something extraordinary. But can't count out Kansas City defense either, as well. So they're going to be evenly matched. Maybe the whole team might be evenly matched. Your X factors will be Antonio Brown, in my opinion, and Tom Brady, who is, you know, the elder person. I shouldn't say elder. He's the
individual. We don't know about the elder Antonio Brown. I think Antoine Winfield there at the safety position there. They lost another safety in that championship game. Those would be pretty key too. Is he going to be back?
Yeah, they say he'll be back.
That's big.
Antonio.
No, no. What about Antonio Brown? Anybody heard about him?
Yeah, it sounds like he'll be back.
AB. Oh, yeah, no doubt. Because, you know, Tom Brady went to him and said, hey, man, I got you on this team. You better act right, bro, when it comes to the Super Bowl. You know what I mean? Hey, hey, he had to go talk to him, man. Hey, you ain't going to be hurt on no Super Bowl day, bro. I don't got you on this team. You, hey, you better get it right. You want to... Hey, don't mess around. So Antonio Brown.
Hey, yeah. Rashidi, if there was no pandemic, I might put some money on him not showing up for the game out there with some shenanigans off the field. But I think because of the pandemic, you know, he might be there.
Let me tell you, Tom Brady got him together. Tom Brady, you know, just had to sit down with him like, look, AB, do you want to be with the big dogs or do you want to be, you know what I'm saying, you know, halfway with the big dogs? If you're gonna roll, you better roll right, get your mind right. You know, Tom Brady probably had a talk with him. Bro, I got you on this team for a reason. Let's get some rings. Now, let me go to college right quick. The U of M football, they need to get rid of the Jordan jump, man. Just pick off the Jordan jump, man. I'm going to stick by that. They need a Tom Brady logo. SBTB, Super Bowl Tommy Boy. They need a Tom Brady logo on their jersey because it's counteracting. Okay, you got the greatest in basketball. How are you going to put that on football? You know what I'm saying? So I stick by that. You know what I'm saying? Little changes here and there can help out the U of M program. Plus, this will bring Tom Brady over to the program. Once Tom Brady comes over to the program, baby, you better ask somebody. Them down south boys going to be like, oh, man, wait a minute. That's not fair. Tom Brady's over at U of M. How can we get the right recruits we want? We need an advantage. Once Tom Brady, Charles Woodson, the Heisman Trophy guy, what's his name? Desmond Howard. All of them uniting together, they can help U of M out. They can help U of M defeat Ohio State and then go and take care of them Bama boys. You know, all of them down south Bamas. You know what I'm saying? That's what's up. So SBTB, Super Bowl Tommy Boy logo.
Maybe in 2028, Michigan signed a $175 million contract with Jumpman. So I don't think
they need to get rid of it. They need to get rid of it, bro. They need to get rid. Just let it go. Jordan got enough money. Jordan can put his logo on any jersey he wants to. Preferably, just stick with basketball because you might be kind of even jinxing the team. You put basketball on football, like, you know, how does that really work? I mean, hopefully it's not jinxing it. I doubt if it's jinxing it, but it just, why not have Tom Brady's logo? You know what I'm saying? He came from U of M. That's you know, they can break the contract.
It's not a bad argument. Yeah, Super Rossini, you know, that's not the craziest suggestion. TB12 wins the Super Bowl at 43 years old. Michigan changes their licensing agreement and goes to TB12.
Oh, we got to go with, what do you call it, Under Armour, because that's who sponsors TB12.
Oh, that's TB12? Yeah. Yeah, I like Jumpman myself, you know, so it's going to be a tough sell.
Oh, it just looks kind of weird to me. Like, every time I look at it, I'm like, why is basketball on football? Like, it kind of throws me off a little bit. Don't get me wrong. I love the Jumpman.
It's Nike.
I like
it's George, Nike.
Not more than Magic Johnson, but, you know what I'm saying? You know, Magic is my number one favorite of all time. You know, he's
Super Magic,
you know what I'm saying?
Back. Magic was sponsored by Converse. I don't think Converse is making a comeback.
He said Converse. Hey, you know what? Bro, Magic, you know what? Magic sold itself short when it came to, you know what I'm saying, the gym shoes. Michael Jordan just went crazy with it. They gave him all type of extensions with, hey, we make this gym shoe for you. Make that gym shoe. Magic was never really interested in it, and he should have been more interested in making more shoes. But he had a lot of other stuff on his plate, too, so that's why he didn't really, I guess, really blossom in a lot of ways when it came to, you know, gym shoes and a lot of other stuff going on, I guess. But to make a long story short, thank you, fellas. I appreciate y'all. And SBTB, Super Bowl Tommy Boy, right here from Michigan.
And you heard it here first.
So it was funny that Super Rossini mentioned about AB, whether he was in or out. According to ESPN's Diana Russini, not Rossini, Diana Russini, saying that it sounds like Le'Veon Bell and Sammy Watkins for the Chiefs, will possibly be back, as well as A.B., Antonio Brown, and Antoine Winfield Jr., those four key weapons on the offense and defense. Obviously, Winfield Jr. being on the defense, might be back for the Super Bowl coming up on...
You got 2 weeks.
Yeah.
You got 2 weeks to heal. No, you got right. 2 weeks to heal.
Yeah, so, you're right.
I mean, remember Terrell Owens? I call him Terrell. Terrell Owens went out there. He got that. He hurt his leg or something. He had 2 weeks to heal. He went and did something.
It's my quarterback.
He healed and he played.
That's my quarterback.
Austin, you know, the former DB coach, and then was the Lions, and then Terrell Owens. And confusing.
That's my quarterback. It's my teammate.
That was his quarterback.
My teammate. Next question.
Oh, my God. This is going to do it for the M Zone today. You've been listening live here to, wait a minute, on WTKA AM 1050. Ah! Ticket.